The National Peace Council again has condemned the NPP's claims that its presidential candidate Nana Akufo-Addo is leading after only a 4 million projected vote count. The council says it considers the party's action reprehensible in that no one but the Electoral Commission has the mandate to declare results and losers and winners of the 2012 elections. At a midnight news conference in Accra, the chairman of the National Peace Council, Reverend Professor Emmanuel Asante, said political parties must allow the EC to do its work. He reminded the presidential candidates of their commitment to the Kumasi Declaration, which sought to ensure that parties ensure peace, renounce electoral violence and impunity during and after the 2012 elections. Rebecca Efe and Linda Goji were at the International Press Center in Accra for the news conference. Their report.
Security experts will tell you elections by nature are fraught with anxiety, with contesting parties uncertain which will win. Which is why the press conference held by the NPP, claiming that its presidential candidate is in the lead in urging party members to begin celebrating the party's victory, is being called to question by the National Peace Council. Reverend Professor Asante urged Ghanaians to restrain themselves until the Electoral Commission declares the results. He reminded the media to be professional and desist from offering its platform to elements bent on undermining the credibility of the election.
The National Peace Council considers this subtle declaration of victory as not only premature, but inconsistent with the law which mandates only the Electoral Commission to declare electoral results in this country. We are living in a very sensitive time that calls for restraint in the way we deal with election results. We must therefore be seen not to undermine the mandate of the Electoral Commission. Let us not react negatively to that press conference, but remain peaceful.
Reverend Professor Asante congratulates Ghanaians, the security and the media for the general peace as Ghana undergo another round of general elections. Dr. Emmanuel Akwiti of the Institute of Democratic Governance reminded Ghanaians that the international community is on the ground monitoring the election. And this sixth round of going to the polls is yet another test to Ghana's democracy.
The international community is extremely keen to see the outcome of our elections peacefully. And if you go on the net, you see that they are actively monitoring every aspect of our results. This time around, I think nobody wants the 2008 situation to occur.
The message is then of peace to prevail. Political parties must stop wild rumors. Media must avoid sensationalism, even as the Electoral Commission states that it will declare results of the 2012 election within 72 hours after the polls.
That was a report by Rebecca Epe and Linda Goji.